is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, that particular TikTok was a godsend for the manosphere. Oh, that was just wonderful. That was very thirst-quenching. Why? Because a lot of Black men were thoroughly vindicated. Oh, the wall of indifference has definitely never been more thoroughly and clearly demonstrated than by that singles mixer. Now, here is the grand question. What would have happened if any man actually would have showed up? Well, when you look at what was on the menu, and so far as the women, none of them were spring chickens. So one can thoroughly surmise that at minimum, a lot of those women were out of shape, which would have translated into more than likely they would have had children. Then on top of that, if they were quote unquote edumacated, that would translate into what? Student loan debt. These women were not looking for relationships. They were looking for help. They were looking for a pet wallet. However, gentlemen, this is not the first time that a singles or speed dating event was held and the men refused to show up. No. I came with receipts. As a matter of fact, I got three articles that I want to point out in which the exact same thing happened. However, in this case, social media was the great equalizer. Now, the first article was published February 13th, 2017. Art Museum holds a speed dating night and only women showed up. The news is alarming. 5 minutes prior to the start of a speed dating program called, quote unquote, Drawn to You, at the El Segundo Museum of Art, organizer Chelsea Hogan confines there are no men that has RSVP'd. Well, well, well. Now, the second article was published March 3rd, 2017. Irish blind date event canceled after no men show up. The first taste meet held at the well-known Levis Bar in Ballydehob in Cork last week was a failure, despite plenty of women arriving to find love. While some 20 members of the fairer sex showed up for the crack, there wasn't a single man to be found. Oh, boo, hoo, hoo. The third article was published February 11th, 2019. Speed dating event in Mimbrito canceled due to lack of men. More than 50 women in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality are asking themselves one question. Where are all the single men? Kim McDonald, owner of the Queen of All Hearts Dating Services, had no choice but to cancel speed dating events organized for the Mimbrito Sports and Wellness Center last week after getting an overwhelming response coming from women, but hardly any replies at all from men. Oh, this is wonderful. Articles like these are wonderful. Why? Because guess what? Men got the message. Yes. All this time, women are talking about, we don't need no man. We strong. We independent. So guess what? Men finally listened. Because see, the ultimate game was reverse psychology. Tell men constantly that we don't need you, in hopes that men would continue to try harder. However, the one thing, or should I say, the one monkey wrench, the unknown variable, was the red pill, the internet. Men were finally able to compare notes and say, hey, we've been trying so hard to continue to demonstrate to these women that we were needed as men. But no. Eventually, a lot of men woke up and said, you know what? Nah, enough is enough. I've been fighting the good fight, so now I'm going to go ahead and retire. Period, point blank. Remember, ladies, feminism freed men in the long run. Oh, I know, ladies, I know that has to hurt. I know a lot of you sit alone at night after you get out of your quote unquote career and you stay home and you have to have that bottle of wine to go to bed. Why? Because you have to face that ultimate reality that the very thing that you thought was going to free you from men actually had the opposite effect. Oh, that is wonderful. Talk about poetic justice. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is so glorious. It is truly glorious. But like I said, that TikTok, that right there was wonderful. That was the deciding factor. Why? Because guess what? Unlike the rest of these women, they did not have social media to post their L on. But hey, gentlemen, like I said, social media, the internet, has been a blessing for men, even though it has been an utter and total curse for women. But hey, they're going to continue to expose their playbook, what they plan on doing. So gentlemen, listen, just like that one woman who was talking about quote unquote finessing men, or finessing quote unquote high value men, does that woman really think that a man in that position would be so stupid? Wow, I tell you, these modern women are so game goofy. It is utterly and totally hilarious when they come out thinking that they're going to enact some great plan that we men have not heard another woman say. Boy. Oh, that is wonderful. It's wonderful. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the three articles. Let me know what you guys think. And modern women around the world, the social power is definitely gone out for a lot of you. Feminism and the gamble that you took that men were still going to be so desperate to have a woman in their life has gone out right along with it. Because more and more men have got the memo. They've said, okay, this is what you want. Cool. This is what you get. We're going over somewhere else. If we've got to get a passport, if we got to just say fuck it and go monk mode, whatever. Men are exercising every option that they now have. Hey, it is what it is. Oh, and one last parting shot, specifically for Black women. Every time that you get on social media and come out with an absolutely ridiculous set of standards, every time you get on social media and reject men like the nuclear physicist, guess what? Other Black men see that and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tap out too. So yes, the suffering that those women at that singles mixer had to endure, guess what? Women like them brought it on themselves. Oh well, enjoy the new dating market that you created. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.